I was praying, and I like to pray with my Bible handy, and my Bible open, because sometimes God talks to me right out of His Word. And it's a favorite habit of mine, watching God use words that He's spoken before, but direct them oftentimes to a personal need or a need in the church. Amen. And so many times I've prayed and would open the Bible and peruse chapters and verses, and nothing leaped out at me. Nothing jumped out at me. Old Testament, nothing. Psalms, nothing. Proverbs, nothing. New Testament, words of Jesus, John, Paul, nothing. Nothing in particular jumped out at me. Amen. But the 4th of July, I was laying on my face and praying a little bit, and opened the Bible, and there it was. I think the Bible's already open, tell the truth about it. I don't know when I opened it there or how or why, but when I started to pray, there it was. It just leaped up at me, the 18th and 19th verses. Amen. I'm going to preach on a double-barrel promise. Praise God. A double-barrel promise. I've seen His ways, and I'll heal him. I'll lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace, to him that is far off and him that is near, saith the Lord, I will heal him. Now, boy, I tell you what, the 4th of July, something jumps out of the Bible like that at you. Amen. It'll bless your soul. Praise God. I felt like, amen, God was speaking to us. He was speaking to me for somebody. Amen. And two times here, he mentions healing. And so I've called this a double-barrel promise. Amen. I had a big old single barrel 10 gauge shotgun in southern Illinois. That's the Mississippi flyway for the Canadian geese, you know. Amen. And down at Ware Reservoir, they had sometimes 150,000 geese would congregate in there, and the neighboring farms and farmers would erect duck blinds and charge rent on them to the hunters. But they had a clothesline stretched for about a mile down through the woods close to the Ware Reservoir among the trees that poor folks could hunt for nothing. The only thing was the goose was flying high usually there unless the weather had them pushed down. And needless to say, I frequented what they call the firing line quite often. I bought this big old 10-gauge poke stock, you know, supposed to have been full choke. Really, I don't know if it was or not, but it was a big one. Big old heavy shotgun. Amen. I backed off at 100 yards one time. Brother Denver and me and Rob Hatfield cut down at a 5-gallon bucket at 100 yards and only put one shot in a 5-gallon bucket at 100 yards, so I don't think it was full choke. I think it was spreading them kindly far, to tell the truth about it. Amen. I mean, I had a 10-gauge, 36-inch barrel splattermatic. I mean, it got everything close. Amen. And sometimes nothing. Most of the time, in my case, nothing. Amen. It spread them far and near. Amen. But once in a while, it wasn't a strange thing on the firing line to see a 36, 6-inch barrel, double barrel, 10-gauge, full-choke shotgun. Amen. Well, that meant, boy, you're going to go out there a long ways with the maximum knockdown power. Amen. And shot big old 3.5-inch magnums, you know. Amen. And my shotgun, it was an old-fashioned wire twist barrel, and it said, "Do not shoot magnums." But I'd load them. I had a reloading kit, and I'd load them just as heavy as I could load them. They said, "Don't shoot magnums in that gun." So them barrels come apart, they'll come right back at you. Amen. But I didn't care. I was out to shoot geese. Amen. And I thought, I wish I had my old 10-gauge, 36-inch barrel back just to hang on the wall and let folks know that I one time, Jerry Wayne, shot a cannon. Amen. But I traded it off for a 12-gauge single shot to Lauren Woolley when I left there. And I wish to goodness that I had my old 36-inch barrel. I wish it was double barrel. Amen. Ah, amen. Double barrel, brother, that's a double punch, if you will. Praise God. Amen. I wasn't having too much luck killing geese. I couldn't hit them. I didn't know how to lead them and never did really learn too well because it's flying different heights. And Lauren, or Roy Hickam, the only church I ever pastored, I had the mayor of the city in my church. Roy Hickam was the mayor of Alto Pass. Amen. And he was on the board at the Pentecostal church at Alto Pass, Illinois. Amen. And Roy Hickam, for a Christmas present or something or other, he bought me a one-day pass to a real goose blind in the back end of one of them farms close to Ware Reservoir. Amen. And he was in there with me. Roy, he just about took a vacation all goose season. He spent all goose season hiring out as a guide and a caller. And he'd get out there and, you know, that goose caller. And he'd call those geese in. Amen. And he wouldn't work all through goose season. He'd go down there and work. He made money, but he didn't work at home. He made money playing down there in those goose blinds. And he took me one day, and I'd shot just about all my ammunition up, Brother Heath. He saw that I hadn't killed one. He said, "You're not aiming at them geese." He said, "You aim at that geese." Well, I probably was maybe leading them too much. I don't know. But I just had one shot at it. If I could have thrown more shot in the air, but it wouldn't have helped me. Amen. But finally he said, "There comes one." He said, "Aim at it." And so I pulled down at that old goose and aimed right at him and let go at 10-gauge, and down he came. Well, I killed him far enough out from being right over us, so when he fell, amen, we ducked and run for cover. He was about to fall right in on top of the blind on us. And if you never got hit by a 15-pound goose falling from the sky, amen, I mean, they hit the ground hard. Amen. And we was running for cover, but I did chalk up one with my old 10-gauge, supposed to be in full choke. Wasn't supposed to shoot magnums in it, but I reloaded them heavy, and I could load them, amen, because I was kind of getting desperate, amen, to kill something, amen. Well, praise God, the Lord sometimes gives us a double barrel promise. I want you to notice, he said, in the 18th verse, he said, "I've seen his ways, and I will heal him." Amen. I mean, brother, he narrows it down. I will heal him. And I kind of think the Lord's aiming at somebody here this morning. He's aiming a healing promise. I kind of thought it might have been old Mike. Amen. That God was talking to me about. Amen. Said, "I will heal him." Praise God. He had that full choke. Amen. Sometimes, you know, you buy a gun that you can, you got a thing out on the end, you can screw it down, you know, and you can have an improved cylinder or cylinder bore or a full choke, polychoke out on the end of it. Amen. I feel like the Lord, amen, just turned it down full choke. And he concentrated a whole shot towards somebody. Praise God. I tell you, I kind of claim my part of it too. Hallelujah. But just in case you might feel left out when he said, I will heal him, I want you to notice in the 19th verse, he said, I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off and him that is near. Amen. That's that open choke or improved cylinder. It gets them if they're close, and it gets them if they're far off. Praise God. Amen. That takes in everybody. Hallelujah. Double barrel, if you please. Amen. It's not an uncommon thing to see a shotgun. It's got one barrel full choke and the other barrel improved cylinder. Amen. Here, God gives us a double barrel promise. Amen. He screws it all the way down in the first one and says, I will heal him. But then, praise God, he opens it up and he said, I'll heal him that's near and him that's afar off. That takes us all in. Woo! Hallelujah. Have you heard the voice of God this morning yet? Was God addressing your need? Amen. I'll tell you, there's different things that need healing sometimes. Amen. It's not always our body. Sometimes it's our pocketbook. Sometimes it's our finances. Sometimes it's our home. Sometimes it's our ministry. Amen. Hey, sometimes it's our church. Praise God. Hear God. He opens it up. Praise God. And he says to him that is near and him that is afar off, I want to heal him. Hallelujah. Does anybody feel like God might be talking to you? Amen. Listen to me this morning. I have a message from God unto thee. A double barrel message from God unto you. Amen. I've been waiting a few days to give this. Amen. I don't know. I might have to give it again to give everybody. Praise God. But God's talking to folks this morning. And the wonderful thing about it is, he didn't leave nobody out. He said, I'll heal him. And him that is far off and him that is near, I'll heal him. That gets them all. Amen. Feel like you're not good enough? Feel like you haven't done quite what you ought to do? Amen. God gets you in this one. Amen. I mean, nowadays in modern shotguns, it don't make as much difference whether it's improved cylinder or full choke. Back 40 years ago, it used to be paper wadding in a shotgun shell. Amen. But nowadays, it's plastic wad. There's a plastic wad in every shell that envelops all those shots. And they're in that plastic wad and crammed down that shell. Amen. And that plastic wad has a tendency to hold them together, whether you got an improved cylinder or whether you got a full choke splattermatic. Amen. Whew. It holds them all together further out. Amen. How my dad liked to improved cylinder shotgun, and so I grew up, my dad liked the improved cylinder and I like the improved cylinder. And the wonderful thing about an improved cylinder, you can shoot slugs in it too and kill deer. In my old Remington 1100, where I first got it, amen, with the first barrel I had, I could pull down on an oil can and hit it dead center in 100 yards with an improved cylinder shotgun without rifle sights. I mean, I'd put that bean right on that thing, amen, and I could hit an oil can dead center at 100 yards and have done it. Amen. That was before, amen, I was quail hunting in Kansas, amen, with Brother Sweeney, and we hadn't had much luck, and old Twig, he finally got desperate, and he pointed, amen, and he walked a ways, and he pointed. Usually that meant that that the birds was traveling when he had run and point. Amen. And I was running after him to be sure to be there on hand when the birds came up. Amen. And old Twig had got desperate and pointed a hog barn a half a mile away. Amen. But I was running through the country. Amen. And I tripped on a barbed wire just shin high. Amen. And stuck my gun in the ground, in the leaves. And I took me a stick. Amen. And I punched up in my gun, shook it, tapped on it. Amen. Some stuff came out. Amen. And I thought I should all cleaned out. And we'd heard it all day. And finally, at last, we got up a covey of quail. And I cracked down at that bunch of quail, and something happened to my good barrel on my shotgun. I didn't have it all cleaned out. And out about 10 inches from the barrel, that barrel opened up just like that. A big knot on it with fingers. Amen. Slivers on it. Barrel sticking out that end. I ruined the barrel because I didn't get it cleaned out. Amen. Preachers, amen. You need to have your gun clean before you, amen, let go of salvo. Amen. That five-shot automatic, amen, is a mighty fine gun clean. Amen. For a long time, I kept the barrel. Amen. Oh, I bought me another one, and another one, and another one. I've got three barrels for it now. Amen. I mean, I got one for birds and rabbits, and I got one, amen, for geese, a longer barrel, full choke. Amen. Me and Brother K.A. Smith gonna go duck hunting. Amen. And he found a place where you could get into Sandusky Lake free because it was a state road. Amen. He didn't tell you that the mud on the way to the lake was 10 inches deep. And that mud, when your foot went down in it and you came back up, you pulled your hip boots clear off. Or your foot was up halfway between the ankle and the knee, and your toes was curled up like this. And here you are pulling two boats loaded with decoys, amen, and everything, two heavy boats, and your foot is caught halfway between your foot and your knee inside your boots. Well, we struggled around to get into Sandusky Lake free in northern Ohio. Amen. And the time we finally got out there to where the ducks was, it was already getting daylight, and the ducks was landing in the decoys. Amen. I couldn't hit them either. He had old Chauncey. Chauncey was a full-size poodle. Amen. And Chauncey hunted anything and loved it that you was hunting. If you was rabbit hunting, Chauncey hunted rabbits. If you was bird hunting, Chauncey hunted birds. If you was duck hunting, Chauncey was the best Chauncey for short. Amen. Chauncey was the best retriever that you ever saw. Amen. And if you was fishing, Chauncey just liked to get in the water and slap around and bark and sound important. Amen. We had Chauncey with us, but we didn't get to work Chauncey very much because me and Brother Smith didn't hit him. Amen. We even got desperate and shot at him in the water sometimes. Amen. Like up in the eastern Ohio, the other side of Wilmington, me and Bruce Cole and some of us had chased those pheasants in the cornfield so much, I got plumb mad at them. Amen. If I ever caught one in the same row with me, I would shoot at him on the ground. Amen. And I didn't kill any that way either. But we killed our share of pheasants. Amen. Boy, amen. I had that 30-inch full choke barrel that I had bought for that purpose because I want to have full knockdown power when I got out there. Hey,
Amen. Somebody feels like God had you in his sights when he said, I will heal him. He told me that right out of his book on the 4th of July. Amen. And when the Bible says him, it don't necessarily have to be the male gender. It includes male and female. Amen. Yes, sir. He includes the her of the him also. Come on. Amen. Ah, yes, God is no respecter of persons. Praise God. Let me talk a little more about this double barrel promise. He said, I will lead him and restore comforts. That's two barrels also. Amen. It's wonderful for the Lord to lead us. Amen. And it's even more wonderful when the Lord leads us and he restores comfort to us that we've lost. Have you been depressed? Have you been dragging the bottom? Amen. Has the devil jumped on your back and tormented you? Amen. Hey, God, give me two barrels for you. Praise God. Listen to what he said. He said, I will lead him. Anybody having a problem with guidance this morning? God's trying to tell you, I'll lead him. Amen. And listen to this. And will restore comforts unto him. Anybody been feeling bad for a while? And you felt so bad you just kind of walked by faith? And you thought you might have done something awful bad, the reason things is going the way they are? Amen. Like one sister told me, said, the Lord's chastening me, I know. I said, what's he whipping you for, sister? She said, I don't know. Don't you think it'd be a terrible, mean parent to whip a child and him not even know what he's getting whipping for? Amen. I don't think God does that either. I think God, praise God, tells us every time. Most of us know every time what we're getting a whipping for. Praise God. But oh, God, just like a loving parent, a lot of times when he really laid it on, amen, he feels for his child. And he says, I'll restore comforts. God knows about your pain this morning. And he's able to restore your comfort. God's talking to somebody today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen to what he said. Him that is afar off and him that is near. It gets everybody. Do you feel like you've been walking so far from God? And you need to feel God? Maybe like you once felt him. God's giving you a promise today. Huh? He didn't leave the saints of God that's faithful out. Amen. Sometimes we go to church so much and we're so faithful and so on the spot for God. Amen. That even we as the saints of God that keep the house of God intact. Amen. And Sister Hurst was the first one here today, first one early. I mean 9:15 this morning, she drove on the parking lot. Praise God. Oh, boy. Hey, some folks like that, you can just about count on for clockwork. Amen. But you'd be surprised at the folks sat right in the church. Amen. That have kind of got used to the things of God. Kind of got used to the promises of God. And they can apply them for anybody else. And they got prayer requests for everybody in the world. Amen. But when they get in trouble, they can't believe God for themselves. Hey, God will do it for them that's near too. Amen. Yeah, that son came home all bent out of shape because he's having a party for the prodigal. Amen. And the father said, son, thou art ever with me. All I have is thine. Amen. He said, you never gave me a kid. Amen. Well, the father said, you could have had a kid anytime you wanted it. All the kids are yours. Amen. You didn't have a party for me. You could have had a party anytime you want. All that I have is thine. Hey, God's got a promise for you, a double barrel promise. Him that is far off, and we're praying for them, aren't we? Amen. And them that are near, believe God this morning. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to somebody? Amen. Get this for two barrels if you want to. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace. One barrel for peace and the other barrel for peace. Amen. That's two, ain't it? Peace, one, and peace, two. Praise God. That's double barrel peace. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Amen. Oh, yes. I bought me another barrel for my gun. I got three barrels from a Remington 1100 now. I bought me a rifled barrel with rifled sights on it for deer hunting for my Remington. Amen. And I got my rifled barrel on, and there's a scope that you get for a Remington 1100. You push those two pins and holds the trigger mechanism in there out, amen, and put a bolt in there and bolt on a device that'll hold that scope for Remington 1100, amen. And I'm getting a little older, and Jeff puts me in a number one stand up here in East Ohio, the other side of Chillicothe, amen. And here I am sitting in a tree stand with my rifle barrel and my scope on my shotgun. Amen. Not only have I got a rifle barrel to kill deer with, Brother Byrne, I got a scope. The only thing I hadn't practiced with my scope, I didn't know that it's hard to see anything running in a scope. And I thought this would be a great advantage to me, Brother Cox. I've killed a lot of deer in a dead run. In fact, as many as I killed any other way with open sights. Amen. Brother Cox is a rifle man. Amen. When he pulls on down on something, he like my dad, something falls out of the tree. Amen. And hey, I hear a racket behind me, Jerry Wayne, and I look around, and there's the biggest buck I've seen in 2 or 3 years. Amen. In a slow trot, and I pull my scope down on him, and all I can see is trees flying by in my scope. I never can get that deer, Randy Jones, in my scope. You know what I did? I took that scope off Richard, and I don't even know where it's at. I threw it so far. Amen. Or to get back to my open sights again. I missed the best chance I've had in years at a trophy buck. Amen. Out there in East Ohio, because I wasn't practiced with my scope. Amen. And folks come to church with a scope. Amen. They're looking at every little old thing. Hey, if you're not very careful, amen, you'll miss the best chance you ever got, because you're trying to get too many things in your sights. You got your scope all leveled down, and you got everything all figured out. Amen. And you're looking for faults, and you're picking, 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 and you're going to miss the trophy. Amen. Praise God. Peace. Peace. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That's double barrel, folks. Have you been troubled? You feel like the song, Troublesome Waters Are Blacker Than Night. They're hiding from view the harbor's bright lights. Amen. But then there's another phrase to that, stanza to that. But under the water, there's an unseen hand. Amen. It's a guiding my lifeboat to that better land. Hallelujah. Peace. Peace. Because under those troubled waters, there's an unseen hand. Is God talking to anybody this morning? Amen. Ha 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 ha. Double barrel peace. Praise God. That's a double portion if you don't know what I'm talking about. Praise God. Hey, did you feel like you missed it the first shot? It's always a comfort to me, who are a little fast sometimes on the trigger while I'm getting my bearing and getting zeroed in. I need another shot. Yeah. Amen. Maybe God's giving you another shot this morning. Praise God. Huh? Praise God. Another shot, Randy Jones. Another shot, Brother Kevin. Praise God. Woo! Amen. I still can't believe that fool choke number one was aimed kindly at old Mike. Maybe at old LL, I don't know. Amen. Hey, how about you? Is God talking to somebody here this morning? I give you my sign. I give you my word. I, the Lord, who am no respecter of persons, I speak to your need this day. Believe in the Lord your God and claim his miracle. Claim his promise and be blessed with all his blessings. Whosoever will, let him come. Him that is near, draw closer. Him that is afar off, draw near. And the Lord will help thee, saith the Lord, with his help. Raise your hands and praise him a little bit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He knoweth the way that thou take. He knoweth thy every step. The Lord goeth with thee, superintending by his angels and his Holy Spirit power and presence. Doubt not the Lord your God, O ye faithful of God, ye faithful of his house. Hey, let the Lord draw you close to him. Let him help you this day. Let him enfold you in his loving caress. Yea, let him take away thy obsession, thy oppression, thy depression. Let the Lord help you this day. Praise God. Give the Lord the praise this morning. Worship him this morning. Praise him this day. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Ah, yes. Amen. I felt that the Lord in this double-barreled promise of Isaiah 57, praise God, this double-barrel healing, this double-barrel peace, this double-barrel conditions, if you will, that just about does away with a lot of conditions. Him that is afar off, him that is near. You feel him drawing you today. You feel him talking to you this morning. Amen. Don't let this day pass. But say, Lord, I thank you. I believe you. I receive your promise. Lord, stand with me. Amen. As they give us the song, and let's claim the promise of God. Hallelujah. The double barrel glory. The double barrel blessing. Amen. Double barrel because it takes in earth and it takes in heaven in the grand and glorious hereafter. Praise God. Here and hereafter. Now and tomorrow. All the tomorrows belong to God anyhow. Because they belong to God, they're the people of God. That's why he said all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. Come around God's altar. Amen. Lay hands on one another and claim victory over your depression, victory over your obsession, victory over the things that plague your heart and your mind. God's talking to us. It's time to claim our independence.
To live is not always as easy as God is so faithful, so very true. He really cares about you. Don't doubt it or deny it. See what God has done to prove that He loved us. He gave His own Son. Thank God for the answer. You know it's true that He really cares about you. Hearts that have been broken can be renewed. Christ knows how you're feeling, for His was broken too. Just pray and believe Him, that's what to do. For He really cares about you. Don't doubt it or deny it. See what God has done to prove that He loved us. He gave His own Son. Thank God for the answer. You know it's true that He really cares about you. Life is full of heartaches and broken dreams. To live is not always as easy as it seems. But God is so faithful, so very true, and He really cares about you. Don't doubt it or deny it. See what God has done to prove that He loved us. He gave His own Son. Thank God for the answer. You know it's true that He really cares about you. Hearts that have been broken can be